Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Dr. Faith Whittier is here. Dr. Whittier is a board-certified physician. She's a member of a number of those professional organizations. She's a policymaker on the medical committee of the Women's Health and Family Planning Association in Texas. She's an active member of Houston's Blockchain Alliance. And so, obviously, she's a very smart lady, and we're glad she's become part of our world. Dr. Whittier, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for inviting me. Excited good, to be here this morning.
Good to have you here. And she says I can call her Faith, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Faith, I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah.
I'm on the upper quartile of the baby boomers. That means I've been to town at least twice. And so baby boomers are now the second largest demographic cohort in the United States. The millennials, the Gen Y, have outnumbered us now. We are outnumbered, but baby boomers are a very interesting demographic, especially today, for many reasons. Talk to us about it.
Yeah. So baby boomers, you're right. There's still a lot of us. I guess 76 million. Baby boomers are a different type of generation, I think, in a really good way. When it comes to healthcare, I think they're much more savvy. They're assertive. They're health conscious. They're really interested in maintaining their vitality and are really very engaged in their care. I think a really different set of values than perhaps, you know, Ozzie and Harriet for those who might remember that.
Well, you and I, I mean, I'm exactly like you just described, Faith. And I go see the doctor when I need to, but I also participate very actively in whatever care I'm getting and how I proceed with whatever they diagnose. I mean, whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm very much involved in that, and if I don't agree with them, I call them out. What do you think?
Oh, no. That is absolutely the typical baby boomer. They're very engaged. They're very much demanding, if you will, in a good way. Doctors taking another look at, you know, how we treated patients in a certain demographic in the past and realizing that baby boomers are much more interested in maintaining a lifestyle that perhaps their parents and grandparents never thought possible.
When my grandparents were my age, they acted like grandparents.
Yeah,
they acted like grandparents. They acted like
right.
They looked and every way, fashion, or form. They probably weren't even driving in those days.
Because I remember
driving them around when they were probably as old as I am. But you know, people who are my age, I mean, you know, as I say, I'm in the upper quartile, not quite the leading edge, but almost, you know, grandparents, you know, baby boomer grandparents are not, they're a lot different. We're not the 20th century grandparents, are we?
We're definitely not. And I think because collectively as a group have kind of come together changing healthcare, I think the healthcare system has become a lot more receptive to it. And even technology, I mean, baby boomers, I mean, obviously the technology was not there in the past, but baby boomers are very engaged in technology and companies are paying attention to that. I mean, when you look at some of the digital stuff that's out there where, you know, patients can sort of check their blood pressure from afar, heart rate monitors, sleep, things like that, glucose, you know, digitally get that information to their doctor without actually having to go. So they're accessing all of those, you know, tech savvy you know, gadgets to, you know, continue to maintain, you know, a healthier, longer lifestyle.
Well, so, and the thing is, and
I think
you certainly know, this, and we haven't talked a lot about it on the show, but we're going to be doing more of this. There's going to be a lot more virtual healthcare services applied over the next 10, 20 years as baby boomers shuffle off of this mortal coil. And we're going to be adopting those things, aren't we?
Yeah, we already are adopting them. And I think we're some of the first, you know, clients of a lot of the virtual healthcare.
Right,
and that's
right.
Because, you know, when you think about it.
Hey, Faith, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Faith. I got to take a quick break. We're going to get Dr. Faith Goodyear to come to join us, continue to join us after the break. We're going to talk some more about this right after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.